A group of senators is urging President-elect Barack Obama to include Indian country in his economic recovery plan. North Dakota Democratic Senator Byron Dorgan has proposed investing more than $3.5 billion of the expected stimulus package in Native American and Alaska Native communities. Both of Alaska's senators have signed on to his proposal. Dorgan says as communities around the country clamor for a piece of the stimulus package, Indian country should not be left behind.
It is by far the most significant area of unmet needs in law enforcement, education, roads, and so many different areas. And for that reason, there needs to be a component, not earmarked, but a component that understands and recognizes and addresses these needs, all of which are job creating.
Last week, the Senate Indian Affairs Committee, which Dorgan chairs, took testimony on ways to create jobs and stimulate the economy of Indian country. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski serves as vice chair. She said the entire country is in a tough economic situation with job losses and tight budgets. But she says that's something Native Americans have long dealt with.
It is not a good situation, but I think many out in Indian country are saying, well, kind of welcome to our world in a very hard and a very harsh way. And I'm not saying that it's good or it's acceptable in any way, but it is a reality that has been faced in corners of our country for far too long, that the economic situation has been in crisis.
Alaska Federation of Natives President Julie Kitka testified at the hearing. She wants to see the economic stimulus plan make long-term investments, not just kickstart the economy. Kitka told the gathered senators that it's up to them to include Native communities in the stimulus plan.
It really is going to take this committee to bring that message to the leadership in the Congress and to the administration that Native Americans shouldn't be left behind. We're some of the largest landowners in the country. We have tremendous energy resources. We have a tremendous capacity that's been developing for decades all across the country in the Native Americans. And we're ready to help this country pull out of this recession. And we want to be a part of it. We don't want it done to us. We want to be a part of it and help drive it.
Kitka also brought a message to the committee that the Western Alaska village of Imonik is in crisis because of high fuel costs. She warned that it's one of many villages facing dire circumstances.
The choice between whether or not to heat your home or to have food for your family is real. We could have growing problems, and we really do need help in this recovery to bring down the cost of energy to make it affordable. We need greater emergency relief capabilities to deal with food shortage problems.
Senator Murkowski pressed one of the other witnesses testifying for solutions to the situation in Imonik. Bob Middleton, the director of the Office of Indian Energy and Economic Development at the Interior Department, promised to look into the problem and said he hoped emergency provisions of the General Assistance Program might be available for the village.